Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is May 13, 2026, and the story is agents moving from Demos into the places where work actually happens. Anthropic launched Claude for Small Business, a package of connectors, skills, and ready-to-run workflows for owners and small teams. It connects Claude Cowork to tools like QuickBooks, PayPal, HubSpot, Canva, DocuSign, Google Workspace, and Microsoft 365. The important part is the approval model. Claude can plan payroll, chase invoices, run campaign prep, or help close the month, but the human approves before anything sends, posts, or pays. Meta announced Incognito chat with Meta AI for WhatsApp and the Meta AI app. Meta says these conversations run in a secure environment that even Meta cannot see and disappear by default. That is a significant privacy signal. People ask AI deeply personal questions, and the next generation of AI products will need stronger privacy guarantees than ordinary chat logs. Microsoft is also pushing agents closer to everyday work. Copilot Cowork is moving across desktop and mobile, so a user can delegate a task from a phone and let the agent continue in the cloud. Microsoft is also emphasizing Cowork skills and plugins, which let teams turn repeatable processes into reusable instructions connected to business systems. OpenAI's Daybreak is one of the most important technical launches this week. It uses OpenAI models and codecs as an agentic security harness for secure code review, threat modeling, dependency risk analysis, patch validation, and remediation guidance. The key design choice is tiered access. General GPT-5.5 stays under standard safeguards, while trusted access for cyber and GPT-5.5 cyber are intended for verified defensive security work. NVIDIA had two agent infrastructure stories today. First, it announced a collaboration with Ineffable Intelligence, the London AI lab founded by AlphaGo architect David Silver, to build infrastructure for large-scale reinforcement learning. Second, NVIDIA highlighted Hermes agent running locally on RTX PCs, RTX Pro workstations, and DGX Spark. That points to a two-tier future. Large labs train agents at scale, while developers and users run private always-on agents locally. For ML developers, PyTorch 2.12 shipped with practical infrastructure improvements. The release adds a device-agnostic graph API for accelerator backends, faster batched eigenvalue decomposition, and export support for microscaling quantization formats. That matters because the economics of agents will depend on efficient deployment, not just model quality. Finally, Thinking Machines Lab previewed interaction models, systems designed to collaborate continuously across audio, video, and text. The thesis is that real-time AI should not be a regular model wrapped in voice activity detection and turn-taking scaffolding. Interaction should become native to the model itself. The takeaway: useful AI is becoming workflow-shaped. The winning agents will connect to the right tools, respect permissions, preserve privacy, ask for approval at the right moment, and leave an audit trail behind. That is your Code Mingle AI briefing for May 13. Build agents around real work, not vague autonomy.